You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
NADBBFWAFU. WAFU.
Everybody must be sleeping in this morning. I thought about it, but my brain had other ideas. N-8-Z-C. Good morning, Sean.
Well, I know Anthony works from home on Fridays, and he doesn't get on the radio until later. And I don't know about Dakota. You know, it is the Friday before Memorial Weekend, so if folks were going to take a day, this is as good a day as any. So, you know what I haven't heard in a while is Rick. I wonder if Rick's okay. But on my way to work, I thought about it for about a half second. I said, you know what? I got no particular reason to take today off. Why burn a day?
Oh, especially on the first of the big three holidays, as I refer to them. I know, on the big three, I just, nope, don't want nothing to do with holiday traffic. But that was just me anyway. Rick, I'm trying to think if I'm thinking the same person as far as Rick's call sign. I know I got it wrote down, but yeah, I'm trying to think. I heard him talk to him earlier in the week. But, yeah, to come to think about it, I don't think I've heard him in the last few days myself.
Yeah, W-O-J, 8-K-E-A. Not sure about the prefix, but W-O-J. Haven't heard him in a few, so just wondering. Anywho, I've got a virtual meeting that I'm kind of looking forward to today at 11. It's about cool stuff that we're finally going to get moving. So normally a meeting, I'm just like, oh, but this is more a virtual presentation with comments. So we're implementing something at all of our dispatch centers, and we're trying to get a buy-in from the chiefs. So doing a little presentation for them today at 11. I think it's put together pretty well, so looking forward to that. So, if I would have stayed home, I would have been only dressed from the waist up.
Just don't stand up. And you say dispatch centers. I guess I'd be curious as to what you're dispatching. And then we had I think OOE breaking in there. Go for it. This is N8ZC. Good morning. Or was that you telling me what Rick you were looking for? And that was definitely not his call sign. I need more coffee.
It was probably me giving you Rick's call sign, because you said you weren't sure you remembered the call sign, who I was asking, inquiring about. That was probably me then. But dispatch centers, yeah, all a dispatch center, we refer to them as a PSAP, Public Safety Answer Point. And we're responsible for the radio communications and most all of the PSAPs in my county. So, but the subscribers, if you will, the people that are dispatched want a new toy, and the new toy has implications at the PSAP. So we've got some proposals to mitigate the issue.
Drag my heels there. It sounded like you dropped right off there. But, yeah, I was thinking Rick, W-O-J. But anyway, I'll get used to everybody out here one of these days. But, not very good. Oh, I think I'm going to have to go make another cup of coffee. My brain just doesn't want to get kick-started here this morning.
Roger, yeah, I'm not far from my first cup. Although I'm stuck by a train I don't normally get stuck by. I got stuck by the same train, well, I mean the same tracks, just up the road a little bit the other day. I was with Phil, KPR, and I were heading to my shop from the other side of the tracks. We got stuck by the same train. Yeah, I got to get a hold of him, too, in case he's listening. But, yep, there's a small regular crowd, so you get used to them pretty quickly. Ah, train is finally gone. Problem is, about a quarter mile back. Must have caught it at the tail end. So if you want to go get a coffee, go right ahead. And otherwise, I'll just be cruising along here, making my final approach. W8FU.
Yeah, I think I'll go get another cup started. I usually just do pour over, otherwise I'll drink a whole pot. It kind of limits me doing that, so yeah, I think I'll go get the water started nonetheless. I'll be back in a couple. Oh, let's see. Oh, I was going to ask too, because I haven't ever checked audio on this radio on analog. Hopefully people hear me okay and I'm not too loud, because I kind of like want to be not one of those guys where you can't hear me or overpowering either. So this stupid timeout timer, one of these days I'm going to figure out why it doesn't work right. Anyways, let's see.
Now, as far as I can tell, I mean, there's nobody else on frequency right now with us, but from what I can tell, you sound just about perfect. Not too hot, that's for sure. It sounds like you got plenty of audio, so I don't ever remember. Well, this is a different radio. I don't know. I don't ever remember you coming in unusually high or low. So you're about right there where you need to be. Nominal. All right. I'll let you do the pour over. That sounds good, actually. So I guess I could get one of those from Starbucks, but I'd have to ask for something they don't have already brewed. W8FU.
Now to wait for the steam whistle. Oh, N8ZC.
Yeah, I'm just turning into the little campus, just about a mile south of my shop. Maybe a little more than that, about a mile. We got a Myers, and a Tim Hortons, and a Starbucks. And we never used to have anything by my work here. Now, it's not great, but we have at least a small assortment of things we can get to. We have a couple places that aren't right in this little complex as well, just up the road. So at least now we've got a pretty good shot at getting something, whatever you need. The Myers was I think the big anchor once that came. Anywho, just getting in line here at the Starbucks. And it looks like I'm right up to the window to order, so I'll be back. W8FU.
All right. It is Cincy.
Okay, I get to use my new phone with the app. I finally got it all working. My God, I tell you, unless you're going, you know, Android to Android or Apple to Apple, I would guess. I forgot just how, well, every time I get a new phone, I don't like to pollute it with, you know, usually I like to give it an enema and start fresh, but it's just amazing just how many things you end up having on your phone with passwords and credentials, and it's like, I've been working on this phone since Friday. No, I forget what day they activated it, and I moved my primary over to this, but I'm going Android to Apple, so I can't even do a real full, you know, transfer because the apps don't always apply, but constantly working on it.
Oh, I hear you. Yeah, especially if you're going from Android to Apple now, that transition can be daunting. But I mentioned it yesterday. I've just been an Apple guy for so long that I don't even think about it. But the other side of it is, too, it's easy to get caught up in the trap of apps. And I try not to do that myself. Just things that are functional and useful. And on that note, the steam whistle is going, so I'll be right back in HZC.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll let you get your brew. W8FU. Dakota, you out here yet? I think someone's playing hooky. I think Donald's down at Indy. Anthony's working from home. Rick is conspicuously absent. So, ho-hum.
You're connected to CMN Network.
That's better. Nice, fresh cup of hot coffee. And then, let's see, back on the note of apps. I don't remember now who was talking about it. Maybe it was you. But I'm kind of curious about that repeater phone. I was kind of looking into that yesterday, and I'm thinking, you know, I might just have to try that. It'd be better than spending the money on a all-star node, because I have, you know, DMR hotspots, and I don't even use them. So there's not much around here, and I don't know. There's something about hotspots. They're just quite not the same, but they're a useful tool nonetheless. And I was kind of thinking, you know, it might be kind of an interesting thing to try for just in case. And I have been known to forget to charge up the HTs here because I'm close enough to the Bancroft MI5 and close enough to the Durand M1, M2 that and get away with this HT on the outside antenna and call it a day. But, we'll see. One of those things to think about. I got a couple other projects I got to get done. And back to you if you're still hanging there, Sean. Hopefully you got your fresh cup of coffee going as well. And AZC.
Well, I'm just pulling up in parking, so I'll make this my last, but just to comment on everything. So as far as the apps go, I agree. Every time I do a new phone, I like to kind of like, you know, this time I'm not going to put all the crap in. And then I said, oh, wait, I need that. Oh, wait, I need that. Oh, wait, I need that. The next thing you know, I've got dozens and dozens of apps. So, you know, it's like it's amazing how many, oh, yeah, I need that one for my gas, you know, discount. I need that one for Myers so I can get my points and get my money, get gas discount there. And, oh, I need that one for my scripts and I, you know, because I got to go through this OptumRx, so I need their thing. And I need, you know, the one for my health provider so I can get my charts and make appointments. And it's like, you know, just, you know, keeps going. So we're in a world of apps. Can't get away from it. Everything's on the smartphone. And, yeah, they handed me my coffee. I asked for a hot coffee, and they handed me an iced coffee. And I didn't notice it when she handed it to me. I just took it immediately. I think I was focusing on paying. And I stuck it in the cup holder, and I got down the road. I went to grab it. I took a sip. I went, wait a minute. I asked for a hot coffee, so anyhow, I'll deal with it. But the final note on that is nodes. You know, if the node is kind of cheating, in your opinion, I think that's what I'm hearing is like, you know, and a lot of people think that. It's like it's not real radio, and you know, and I understand that, and I don't want to debate that point. But if you have some sort of an inclination to shy away from a node, a phone's even worse, right? So it's like no radio involved at all. Hold on one sec. So with that in mind, I've got them all. I've got nodes. I've got, you know, repeater phone or DV switch, whatever, depending if you're Android or Apple. I just got an iPhone and repeater phone, and I like it. It's a lot like DV switch and some other apps for Android. And I use it, you know, when I need to. You know, it's like it's just a supplemental toy. For me, it's a radio to infrastructure. That's radio. And all the other stuff like nodes, and I have a Cisco phone that sits on this network as soon as I get into work here. You know, that's not radio. But you know what? It allows me to just keep an ear on it, you know, or something. So, it's supplemental. You know, it's a reality of the world we live in. We're about communications, and these are supplemental ways to communicate on our systems. The problem, I think, is when you get, you know, now you're doing a bunch of repeater phones, you know, but you're all connecting up to nothing, you know. Well, let's just use Zello. I mean, who are you kidding? You know, and how far down that line do you go before that becomes like you've gone a little bit too far. You might as well just use Zello.
I know you need to get going, but I guess what I'll say is real radio, I'm curious, let's put it that way. So, yeah, I completely agree with everything you just said. So it's just one of those things. I'm a little bit old school, and I like new technology, so I have to try it. Anyway. I'll let you go. Maybe we'll catch you a little later, and you have a good morning, and hopefully it's not too sufferable dealing with iced coffee. And 8ZC, have a good day.
Yeah, I'll deal with it. All right, I'm going to transition over. Usually when I walked in, there's a half a dozen things I got to deal with immediately, so. But I'll be listening. Jump back in here at some point. Thanks for the drive. Catch you later. Hey, Zulu Charlie from W8 Fancy Underpants. Hey, Delia.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Are you in here?
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
AZ8Z Mobile. I am trying out a new mobile antenna. Can somebody let me know how my signal is? I wanted to see if I'm hitting the Warren repeater. I'm in downtown Rochester, so it might be a little rough.
KZ8Z, this is...
Good morning. This is WDAPKL. I'm up in Saginaw.
It's a little rough, but...
Here's the repeater system. Your antenna and radio sound fine.
Couldn't tell, but the chorus of people trying to tell you at the same time, yep, you sound fine.
Right.
I very much appreciate the response there.
Your radio and
so
antenna
thank you.
Are fine.
I found this antenna up there. Nothing too really stubby morning, but it's pretty short. And I think I heard Anthony in there, so thanks, and I hope you're doing well, Anthony. Okay. Ciao. KZ8Z.
Does this mean you're going to get out there and talk now, Dave?
Hey, Eric. I think that was you. I debated not answering you just as a joke, like, oh, great, he's now not talking anymore. No, I guess I'm a man of few words, so I don't say much unless I have something to say. Wow, that's profound. See why I don't say much? How's it going?
Oh, it's going okay. I just wanted to say hi and yank your chain a little bit. But now, when you say downtown Rochester, are you down in the gully or what mile road? Are you by the top of the hill, down at the very bottom?
I was just driving through Main Street. Now I'm passing the Dairy Queen, so I'm heading up the other side right now.
Your
DHL
thinking about Pinkin. Yep, I know where you're at. Okay. Yeah, well, you're doing good. If that's where you're at, you're doing good. So my next question would be, if you can key up more than five times, is what power level are you running? Are you taking 50 watts, or what's your power level?
Yeah, you're pushing my PTT limit, okay? Although it is getting towards the end of the month, so I think it resets. It'll be okay. I'm on full power, and I believe I'm on the Radiata, the 8020, and I think it does 40 watts.
Yeah, you're doing good. One more question. What kind of antenna?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask that. Give me one sec, because I'm pulling in the car wash and have to step out and take it off. So give me one sec, and I'll be right back and tell you what it is. It's the same kind that Dave has. Cafe that has an antenna. Pull it off.
Well, it sounds like you're driving through the car wash. Okay, you're getting really scratchy in there. Okay, well, maybe I'll talk to you later if you grace the radio later. 7-3s, enjoy your car wash, and then your breakfast or your lunch afterwards. W-A-E-A-B.
E-A-J-L. W-A-E-A-T, W-A-E-A-T. Eric, you still there? K-Z-A-T.
You're connected to CMN Network.
A-D-H-A-L. I think it was A-D-H-A-L. Go ahead.
This is Tim. I know this is the other guy, so I'll be brief. I just wanted to let you know that while your signal sounds quite good, well, towards the end there when you were actually at the car wash, it was pretty bad, but everywhere else it's been good. I just wanted to let you know you have an odd 60-cycle hum. If you were at home, I would think that you were running off of a poorly filtered DC power converter, but seeing as you're literally in a car, I don't know where the 60-cycle hum is coming from, but I just wanted to let you know that you have that. It isn't in any way, like disturbing or anything like that, but you were asking for a signal report, so I wanted to give you that. I'll let you go see if you can get your buddy. That's all I had, A-D-H-J-L.
Hey, thanks for that. I'll have to look into it a little more. That's the first time I've heard that, so I appreciate it. Is it 88JL? Maybe. Thank you again. 73. W-A-T-A-T. Eric, you there? Last call. No Eric. Okay, KZ8, the mobile monitoring for a couple minutes.
Well, I was just listening to the both of you, and both of you have an AC hum going on, and if you're hearing one coming from me, too, then it's none of us. It's something else out in the system there somewhere, an HCAF.
It's fine, but I did notice it on the other guy, and I thought, well, maybe that's my radio giving that to me on both send and receive, which would be weird, but yeah, I heard it on him, too, but you sounded fine, KD.
All right, got me that. Yeah, if it's coming from both of you, so I'm pretty sure it's not either of you. It's probably where you guys are talking into or something like that.
You're going through the Warren repeater as well. I am at home on a power supply. It's a good quality Yaesu DC power supply. It should be okay. But yeah, that is interesting. Thank you for the report. ADHL.
No problem, gentlemen. No problem at all. There's also a distinct possibility you're both close to some noisy power lines, because that'll cause that to happen as well. But anyway, I'm going to say 73 to you both. I got to get back to doing what I was doing. Have yourselves a good afternoon, gentlemen. This is November 8, Charlie Alpha Foxtrot. Clear after your finals.
Clear to Kilo.
DHJL monitoring.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
W8RJD Mobile.
Kilo Echo 8, Mike Candy, November radio check.
connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee November. That's Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee November. Radio check. Any station, any station. This is Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee November. Radio check. Okay, negative contact, but the repeater is coming back to me, so I'm going to assume it's good.
WRO, NABD, sorry. NABRO, WABD.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Wally's Cliff here, NACAF. I'm at 15 in Coolidge, and I'm wondering if I'm making the repeater.
No, but you're good, Cliff.
All right, copy that. Wouldn't surprise me, though. There's a bunch of tall buildings and stuff like that in this area. So I'm just going to say 73's and back on, back out, then. All right. Talk to you later. Have a good one, Wally. NACAF.
Here I am trying to talk back to you on the wrong microphone. Sorry about that.
Oops. I've done that before. Wrong mic, wrong band. We all do it.
Yeah, they look the same. They're just different colors. One of them has a sticker on it that says UHF. And I'm thinking, why is that radio lighting up? And then I figured out what I was doing. And then I had the node being backwards, too, so that was my fault. All right, I got it all figured out. Anyways, now that I got my dilemma figured out, you're in good shape.
Now, it's definitely good to know that this thing can make it all the way back to the repeater from this part of town.
Oh, yeah, it's in really good shape. What are you on, a handheld?
Nah, I'm running my Elenco in my Escape, and I have it, oh, wow, looks like I got this thing set on high power. That might be why I'm making it out there. I gotta keep an eye on that before I burn something up.
Nah, she'll handle high power. The fan might run a little longer, but you should be able to handle that.
So much for the efficiency game, huh?
Yeah, there you go. All right, very good. All right, I gotta step out of here. I'm working on another honeydew project, but I just decided to stop in here. I was playing around with my node a little bit, and actually, not really the node. I was playing with the you have this little bitty Abri radio. Basically, it's the size of a microphone, and I was trying to get that to program up to my node.
Well, if that's what you're talking on, it's sounding good. Definitely coming through. You got just about full quieting on this end.
You know, right now I'm talking on my Motorola.
Still solid.
Oh, yeah. If they get for these things, they better be. All right, sir. You have a good day. I'll chat a little later. W8BD.
And copy that. Don't work too hard on that honeydew project. NHCAF.
NARJD. W8FU.
TFAFQN. Listening. WAFE, this is
TFA-FQN. Yeah, go ahead, Wyatt.
Hey, is this repeater, is like the repeater system not linked up to the Ethernet anymore?
Yeah, I revamped the whole thing a week ago, and that's like on a punch list of things that I got to get back to, but we may have a better solution. So, yeah, stand by. If you want it hooked up, though, you can ask, myself or Tim or Wally or any of the guys can handle that. That's not a problem. You might have noticed I completely revamped the hub, and so all the scripts that I had written on the old hub were broken.
Oh, okay, yeah, I was wondering. I can use Echolink anyways, so it's not that big of a deal. I was just wondering. Hasn't been on the FBI network for you yet since about 2 weeks ago. So, yeah, I was wondering. Thank you, though.
All righty. Yeah, there'll be more coming up. I've got a laundry list of things I have to do to kind of get things all tidied up. I don't know if you've seen the new hub at k8fbi.org, but it'll give you a warning. I'm working on cleaning that up as well. Don't worry about that. Just ignore. But kfbi.org should take you right to the new page and kind of show you the new layout. And I'll put that on the list of things to do. All right, catch you later. I got to run and grab a phone call here. W8FU.
Thank you for letting me know. It's 7:30. It's KFASQN. Clear for now.
W8RJD from W8FU.
Hello, Sean.
Hello. Is this it? I see it there on the hub.
Yeah, I've been using this method now for several months, but yeah, okay, yeah, no problemo. Just put whatever node number you want in. Yep. Very good.
Yeah, for reasons, that's the way it's going to go now. So, which I think is better. I mean, that way it gives people the ability. I have to do some tweaking. I have to get it running again. But so that's running. So that's got BB switch running, repeater phones running, HOIP, and Echolink's all up and running. So I'm going through the punch list, one item at a time.
So I don't have to do anything with HOIP, just leave it alone. I mean, I tried it earlier and it worked, but so nothing's changing there?
No, at this point, you know, here's the things I've got left to do, and I'm saying this for you and anyone else that's listening, but you might notice when you go to the Allmon 3 page, the dashboard, you get a warning. That's just an SSL certificate issue. I'm not well-versed enough in what I got to do to fix that. It's supposed to be pretty simple, but it's kind of outside of my area. I've been reading up on it, and my head's spinning, so... But I got to get the SSL certificate updated on the web server, and then that'll stop that. I might make some changes in the topography of the network. I got some scripts I want to do, but really, it's getting real close. Pretty much everything's all set, and like I said, personal nodes are going to be 002. And then I'm going to publish 001. That'll be the published, public-facing one. And the other two will be going away. I'm going to be—they're desperate for five-digit numbers, and I don't need them. So I'm going to give a bunch of my five-digit ones back. I got like 10. I'm going to get down to maybe 3. I'll probably keep 43732 for a while, you know, because like I've noticed several people keep hooking up there, and you know, I keep telling them, but eventually I'll just cut the thing off, and when they can't get to it anymore, they'll get around to changing their node.
Roger. Okay. All right. Very good. Yep. You know, like I said, a few months ago, I thought to myself, well, why can't I just put in my own, you know, like I was setting up my own All-Star node and set it up just like that in DB Switch, and I'll be like, well, darn, it worked. I didn't think it would, but it did. Very good. Yeah, it's weird. I've connected to your site about 5 times. About 3 times out of 5, it gave me that safety warning, but then I just reloaded it, and it went away. So, rest of the page looks good. It looks very good. By the way,
I just sent you how to take a look at what's left of the old dash because it's a completely new server in a completely new location with a completely new IP schema. All the my DDNS and domain name and all that stuff had to be pointed all to the new server. So you got to do what I just texted you to see. The remnants, what's left of the old.
So for hands over IP, I don't have to change anything, right? It's like it automatically go to the new number.
Yeah, you just do exactly what you used to do. Everything there is done in the background over at hands over IP. I had to give them new information, and they had to modify their end. But you don't do anything different. You just dial my extension, and all the corrections were made on their end.
Very, very, very good. Okay, so I got this phone set up. I got to set up my other phone and my tablet. All righty. Good deal. And just since I got you out here, how's the audio on this? On this phone, is this about the right setting, or it's hard to tell? Each phone is different.
I think it sounds real good. I wouldn't even know you're on a phone if you didn't tell me or if I didn't know what you were doing. It sounds very radio-like, very clean, very much you.
Yeah, I know my other phone, the track phone and my tablet, are a little bit different. Set them up a little different. I'll do it at a time. Anyhow, all right, I get back to watching some TV. So good job. Thank you for the info. Catch you later. W-8-E-A-P.
Yuppers. Oh, just trying to get it all done. And because the biggest reason is One, it protects it a little because of the hub used to be in Fenton at Fred's Data Center. Well, that, you know, that was a problem because if there's any issue with the and it was all microwave connected, there was no internet. But you know, I had two routes, you know, so I get that's pretty good. But still, this brings the hub local. So now it's, you know, it's on my build out of the MI6. And so there can be, you know, breakdowns on the network, and also my repeaters will also be linked, you know, because it'll be on my internal MI6 build out. And then also by upgrading to All-Star 3, it allows me to do a whole bunch of cool stuff with control operators and things like that, because quite honestly, I'm tired of babysitting these things. I'd rather be watching cat videos. All right. Catch you later. W8FU.